And I got to say one last thing. The reason I'm so passionate about this is because I'm the product of a resurrected marriage. Some of you have heard me say this before. My parents separated when I was a little boy. My dad didn't grow up with a father who was a Christian. He had no clue how to be a Christian man. My mother grew up in a non-Christian home with a father who was an alcoholic. When they came together, had my brother and myself, they had no clue how to build a Christian marriage. And it was hard. I can remember how hard it was. I went to first grade living in one town with my mother, and my dad lived 200 miles away. And I would not be standing here right now if those two young people didn't decide to give God a chance to heal their marriage. And they did. And I am a witness that marriage is hard, but it can become good. A group called Big Tent Revival several years ago wrote a song that really blessed me. And I want to close by reading you the words. The song is titled, Two Sets of Joneses. This here's a song about two sets of Joneses. Rothschild, Evelyn, Reuben, and Sue. Just for discussion through random selection, we've chosen two couples who haven't a clue. Rothschild was lucky to marry so wealthy. Evelyn bought him a house on the beach. Reuben and Sue, they had nothing but Jesus. And at night, they would pray that he'd care for them each. And the rain came down, and it blew the four walls down. And the clouds, they rolled away. One set of Joneses was standing that day. Evelyn's daddy was proud of young Rothschild. He worked the late hours to be number one. But just newlyweds and their marriage got rocky. He's flying to Dallas and she's having a son. Reuben was holding a Gideon's Bible. He screamed, "It's a boy!" so that everyone heard. And the guys at the factory took a collection. Again, God provided for bills he incurred. And the rain came down and it blew the four walls down. And the clouds, they rolled away. One set of Joneses was standing that day. So what is the point of this story? What am I trying to say? Is your life built on the rock of Christ Jesus, or a sandy foundation you've managed to lay? Well, needless to say, Evelyn left her husband and sued him for every penny he had. And I truly wish those two would find Jesus before things get worse than they already have. And the rain comes down, and it blows the four walls down. And the clouds, they roll away. There's two sets of Joneses. Which ones will you be?